What's up, guys? Welcome to our podcast, Ghosters. We're going to get into some creepy business today. I am Brian Chaos, and this is my producer and pal, Drew.
What's up?
Please don't do that, Drew.
Okay, sorry.
Anyway, we're here at the Cripple Creek Desert. It is a hot spot for paranormal activity. It's a literal ghost town. We've got our EVP reader here and our spirit radio. We're going to go see if we can record something unexplainable, irrefutable, and sellable. Let's go check it out.
Just real quick, Brian. Are you recording on your phone?
Dude, yes. This is top of the line. I mean, this is a brand new, gently used iPhone 6.
Brand new, gently used iPhone 6. Okay, well, next time I'll be in charge of the equipment and, I guess we'll just go check out the haunted barn.
Okay, guys, we are here in the haunted barn where, according to the internet, a ghost by the name of Prospector Percy has been seen frequently. Let's see if we can find him. Oh, I see an old can of beans in the corner. That must have supplied Percy with nourishment at one point. I've got my spirit box here, and I'm gonna flip it on so we could hear the ghost through the electromagnetic waves. And now I'm gonna try to call out to his spirit, folks. Oh, Prospector Percy, can you hear me? Can you give me a sign? We're getting some strong readings on that one.
I'll say, that's like dip spit and diarrhea. It smells like the truck stop bathroom in Yeehaw Junction.
Alright, so much for the spirit box. I'm gonna bust out my electromagnetic frequency reader on this guy's ass, and we're gonna try to find the source of the spirit signal. Wow, look at that. We got a real reading here.
Brian, are you manipulating the electromagnetic frequency reader?
So what if I am? Who cares? Look, we gotta keep the audience engaged.
Just please, for me, just one take. Can we get, like, just clean? No lies, no bullshit, no manipulation. Let's just see what we get organically.
You ever watch reality shows? You ever seen The Bachelor? You think that shit just happens organically? No. I am making magic here for our audience.
Just one take, no magic. Let's just see what happens.
Fine. Okay. Shut up. All right. Take two. Okay, guys. I've got a real creepy feeling in this room. I'm going to take out the EMF reader and see what happens. See? Nothing. I told you, Drew. This shit is boring. If we want people to think we're finding ghosts, then, you know, we need to make some shit up. Huh. Well, that's weird.
See, you're getting something. Host mode, get on it.
Yeah, it's a real reading. Like a real one.
Listen, the signal's fading, you gotta follow it, man.
Oh, fuck.
All right, whatever it is, we're right on top of it, man. That EMF reader's going crazy. And I'd probably wager or guess that it's that ancient, haunted-looking pickaxe sticking out of the ground right there.
Oh, hell yeah. Dude, this is perfect. Because it looks like some shit out of a movie.
Dude, host mode. Narrate.
Oh, the fucking EMF signal's gone. Ah, see, Drew? This is all bullshit.
Oh, come on, man. It's not bullshit.
It's bullshit, Drew. I'm bullshit. You're bullshit. There's no such thing as ghosts.
Come on, man. We're seeking the truth. Don't you remember why we started this thing in the first place?
Duh. For the likes and the follows.
No, man. Remember when we were kids and we used to scare the shit out of each other on ghost hunts?
It was bullshit. It's all bullshit. It's all smoke and mirrors. Even this Prospector Percy piece of shit is bullshit.
Okay, maybe you shouldn't insult the ghost.
Whatever.
Oh, Brian, dude, maybe you shouldn't be touching the obviously haunted pickaxe.
Oh, what's the matter, Drew? What do you think, Prospector Percy is gonna magically appear? Ooh, look at me. I'm Prospector Percy. I'm panning for gold. I'm Prospector Percy. Huh, look at that. The EMF reader just lit up like a Christmas tree.
Brian, are you okay? Your eyes are kind of rolling back in your head a little bit. Ah, shit. Hi, everyone. This is Drew, the producer. I think the ghost of Prospector Percy may have kind of a little bit entered Brian, and from the look of it, I'm saying this is going to be a Class 2 possession. Make that a Class 3.